Rick, the combine pushed back a week. It's getting very close to the date of free agency. Does that make it problematic at all that the two events are that close, or is it good to have that much going on all at once? You just move one to the next.
No, I tell you what, John, I have not mind it this year because it has given us an opportunity to be really prepared. So you had some extra time to work both processes,
right?
The draft process, free agency. We obviously worked free agency. We start with our football team and look at it, and then you introduce a free agent class, and then you start to talk about the draft. We were able, because the combine was moved back this year, we were able to get the college class introduced to the coaches a little bit earlier. So I think everybody is here more prepared. And then, obviously, as you mentioned, when we go back next week, free agency starts pretty quickly. So you've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared. But if you've used your time wisely, I think everybody is ready.
Can you give us an idea of how you game plan for that? Because free agency, there's so many unknowns. There's so many things sort of out of your control, as well as things you want to control.
You basically, Mark, just develop a game plan as to where you think the values are going to be, and then what you think you can do, and how that impacts the rest of your team and your players that you want to sign back, and other players that might become available. And you have to just put the whole. It's a very, very fluid process.
Yeah.
And but the more that you're prepared, the more that you've looked at. Where you think you need to address and what you think you need to address. And when those opportunities come, if you've got all that information, already thought through, then you can react and respond.
These are your game days, right? I mean, the intensity level has to be incredibly high with this going into free agency so close together, like John said.
Yeah, it is. We don't have that one yet, that Sunday and those other preparation days.
It's ongoing.
It's a lot more ongoing, but I've got a great group of guys working with us and ladies that help us. And so I think we've done a good job, and I think our football team continues to improve. That's the thing that we're trying to do every year, Mark. We're trying to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And, we did not get that accomplished this year. And we took another step, yes, in the playoffs, but that's not the ultimate step that we want to take. And so, we're looking constantly every day, how can we improve and how can we make the moves and the transactions and implement the things or release the things that we're not doing well, and how do you get to where you want to go. That's what we focused on every day, and that's what we're working towards.
One more for you, Rick. Gigantic change this year is training camp on the road. What can you tell us about that, how it's going to help, and some of the challenges involved?
Well, logistically, we've never done it before, and so we've got to make sure. The thing that I charged our group with is listen, the objective of training camp, really twofold. Get your team prepared and figure out who the best 53 men are that are going to help you go try to chase that championship that we just talked about. So we've got to make sure that the environment that we go into and is not in any way compromised to get those two objectives accomplished. And so everything that we do from our standard of how we operate has to be reproduced there. And so it's an excellent environment, just in terms of the weather and the temperature and those kind of things and the benefit that you gain from that. It's a little bit isolated, so you get a little bit more focus. There's some other ancillary benefits with respect to camaraderie and bonding and those things. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good things about that decision that we think can help our football team. But we've got to make sure that as we go and do that, we can execute that in a way that doesn't compromise our ability to get those major objectives accomplished, and we come back to Houston ready to go for the season.
And most importantly, we got to have a spot where we do our morning interviews.
Well, there's no question, John.
Most importantly.
I've already picked that out for us.
Oh, good. Thank you, Rick.
Make sure our priorities are in order here.
Very good. All right, Rick, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.